Hello, I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And this little video is all about me congratulating you on finishing week 4 of Live Love Keys to Your Success. Now, I have to say, good on you. I know there was a lot of content in week 4 and I know there was a lot of exercises and everything like that. But I understand that you're working at your own pace and you have access to these videos for the rest of your life. So I just want to say congrats on actually getting the work done. And if you haven't finished them all, if you feel that maybe you could have spent a little bit more time on them, go back now and do just that. I'm going to quickly go through it because remember, this is all about you, all about you designing and creating your live love way of life. The one where you can truly live and love each and every day, to love who you are, to love your life and to create your dreams faster. So working through these videos and exercises slowly at your own pace, making sure you understand the concepts, everything about them, and introducing the new habits into your way of life, that is how you are going to create your live love way of life. So let's just quickly review week 4. I'll go over the shoulder as I like to do. And as I said, this is a wrap. And how many live love gems did you add to your live love gem box? Exactly. Quite a few. First of all, we looked at you mentally. And we said, your mind is like a garden. Very important what you are planting into your garden's mind. Yes, or your mind's garden, as we should maybe say. And remember, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Thank you, Dr. Wayne Dyer. We looked at the 7 different mindsets and we then gave you the exercise on how to actually look at those 7 mindsets and introduce them into your life. The next video was we looked at you emotionally. That's right, mastering your emotional intelligence through self-awareness. Wasn't that a great exercise? I just love that. And as I said, self-awareness is our capacity to stand apart from ourselves and examine our thinking, our motives, our history, our scripts, our actions and our habits and tendencies. Thank you, Stephen Covey. Great little advice. Then, of course, we did the 3 self-awareness exercises and the 3 self-management exercises. Very many, many gems. Then we went into you physically. How cool is that? Looking at you physically. That's right. That's your greatest asset, isn't it? And making sure that you are treating your body as your greatest gift. Just as you maintain your house, your car, your garden, you should look after your greatest gift, your body. Thank you, Raquel Welsh. And of course, we looked at the 16 ways to assist you to become a mindful eater. That certainly will help you to create your greatest asset. And of course, the last thing we looked at was, oh no, before we go into there, remember, every time you shop, every time you eat, you get to choose how you want to live. So make sure that you choose real food, eat well, be well, and live well. And then we went on to you spiritually. Didn't you love the spiritual practice exercise? Oh my God, I had so many insights when I actually first did that exercise. It really is great to connect to who you are. And remember, a spiritual practice is not just sitting and meditating. Practice is looking, thinking, touching, sitting, drinking, eating, and talking. Every act, every breath, and every step can be a practice and help us to become ourselves. Thank you. Thich Nhat Hanh. Yes. And of course, the roots and foundation of a daily spiritual practice was our self-inquiry. Who am I? Then we looked at our self-awareness. I am. That's right. Know thyself. And lastly, we looked at self-acceptance. I am enough. Great way to wake up every day and look in the mirror and actually say, I am enough. I know who I am. I know myself. And of course, I am enough. So that is it. And today's spiritual practice that we did was to get to know yourself exercise. As I said, I so love that. It was the looking within spiritual practice. So that's it. That is our weekly wrap for week four. You are now more than halfway through. I do hope that you are enjoying these exercises and these videos. Please comment below, not only below this video, below any video. I love reading your comments. Thank you so much for being here. And remember that future you is also thanking you for being here, not just me. So until I see you on another video, be well and remember to start to introduce all of these amazing Live Love gems into your daily practices. Thank you for now, and I'll see you on another video real soon. Bye.